Hey mama, I'm Ashley, and this is the Maverick Mompreneur podcast, where you're free and encouraged to own your desire to create and scale an impactful, discoverable online brand and business in the midst of motherhood. A business that's aligned with your mission, lifestyle desires, personality, and zone of genius without wasting your time on the hustle and grind hamster wheel that is social media. Can I get an amen? Sis, you are a maverick, an original, willing to stand out in your authenticity, defy expectations, and do life and business outside the box. In our world, if it's not aligned with who we are, it's a hard pass or a brave pivot. So if you're here for the powerful identity shift and transformation from boss babe or boss mom to aligned CEO, building a one-of-a-kind, influential, hustle-free online business that will produce long-term impact and multiple streams of income through SEO, affiliate marketing, and courses while building yourself in the process, well, pop in those AirPods, grab that cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and let's get growing. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Maverick Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and I am so glad you're here. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you're a longtime listener, you already know I love y'all so much. In today's episode, we're going to tackle a really common hurdle that a lot of us face at some point or at all the points, which is the intimidation of starting something new in our business journeys. This episode is for you if you have a big, audacious goal that seems a little or maybe even a lot intimidating, possibly even crazy to some people, but it's so important to you. But for some reason, you're just having trouble getting over that hump of getting started. But this is something that you want to do so badly. And trust me, I've been there. And our brains will start doing all kinds of crazy little things to protect us from getting hurt. That's our brain's job, is to keep us safe. And being seen failing or starting small is really scary, but I want to talk to you about this topic because it's the start that stops most people, and I don't want that to be you. This podcast topic was actually inspired by continuing to think about episode 115, where we talked about the one thing that it takes to be successful, in my opinion. And spoiler alert, if you haven't listened to that one yet, it is resilience/persistence. But if you haven't listened to it, definitely go back because it's a good one and it's really nicely paired with this episode. So thinking about that podcast episode and also reading the story of a woman named Anya Culling, A-N-Y-A-C-U-L-L-I-N-G. I want you to actually right now on your phone, if you can, if you're not driving, look her up so you can see the visual transformation, and I'm going to talk to you about her journey. So in 2019, Anya ran her first London Marathon, and her time was 4 hours and 34 minutes, which is really impressive, by the way. If you can do like a 4-hour marathon, in my opinion, you're like just absolutely amazing. So this was her first ever marathon. By 2022, she had improved her time to 2 hours and 36 minutes. And in 2024, just recently, she competed in the elite category and she finished as the 16th woman overall for the whole London Marathon. Holy moly. If you're looking her up right now, you're also going to see her complete physical transformation over those 4 years. But the best thing about her story to me is that she says that she's never been a more confident person than she is right now, and not because of what you might be thinking, the results, the physical transformation, or whatever, but no, it's because of how the process has made her feel. Anya's evolution from newbie marathoner to like literally elite competitive athlete has a super important lesson for all of us when it comes to this topic. The lesson is about having the courage to start, the persistence and the resilience to improve continually, and the determination to excel no matter how long or how much effort it takes. And these are qualities that all of us can apply to our lives and absolutely our brand building journey, whether you're wanting to start a business, whether you're wanting to launch a new product, add an additional revenue stream, master a new skill, or scale your business. So if you need a kick in the behind to actually start the thing you keep promising yourself you'll start but haven't yet, then let this episode be it. But before we get started, let's hear from our sponsor of the podcast, My Own Offers. Before moving on, I want to briefly tell you about a few offers I have to help you build your brand and business consistently and effectively. The first is the 30-day Aligned Action Brand Growth Journal. This is 100+ pages to keep you on track, intentional, and focused in the time that you have to work on your business. There are things like monthly goal definition journaling prompts, busy versus productive brand builders outline and solutions, daily self-management worksheets for the whole month, daily money-making task checklist for the month. And if you are in a coaching community or you work with a coach, there are coaching rep session worksheets to help you get the most out of your coaching community or one-on-one sessions, and then a coaching session reflection worksheet. The second is the Brand Builder's Roadmap to Consistent 5 to 10K Months Online Dashboard. This incredible tool is something that you can have out on your desktop, and it will literally walk you through the process that I take members and one-on-one clients through to build a sustainable long-term brand. There's guidance and trainings on each aspect of strategic personal brand development, from the very baby stages all the way through monetization and scaling and running your business like a CEO. The best thing about this is that there are clear action steps that you can track as you build your brand from its inception to multiple revenue streams. You won't have any more guesswork, just actionable insights, steps, and trainings that are sequential and will really help you to build your brand in a way that's effective. So every step you're taking has an intention and it's sequential. Last but definitely not least is Maverick Society, which is my coaching membership. If you are really ready to take your brand to the next level, then I invite you to check out our membership. Briefly, what's included? We have weekly group coaching sessions, so you can get direct coaching from me, whether or not you submit a question beforehand or you show up to the Zoom live. You get access to my full course library. You have the opportunity to network with other female online entrepreneurs, from people who are starting their business all the way through multiple six-figure earners. We have a monthly mocktail cocktail Zoom happy hour to celebrate the journey. This is your time to be with your community of women who get it, who are in it with you. These are your people where you'll feel at home, supported, loved, and seen. So even if the people in your life don't get it, you've got that room that raises the bar for you and supports you as you grow in your business. You have access to amazing resources and tools like the 30-day Aligned Action Brand Growth Journal, like the Brand Builder's Roadmap, and so many others that I've created. You get all of that. And you also get access to anything that I put out while you are a member. So if you would like more information on either the membership, the Brand Builder's Roadmap, or the 30-day Aligned Action Brand Growth Journal, I will leave those down in the show notes below for you. Or you can always head to elevatedwithashley.com/courses, and you can see all of my offerings from free all the way up through one-on-one coaching. Okay, so now let's get back into today's content. So let's pick up talking about Anya's journey. Her journey is legit the embodiment of the saying, you don't need to be great to get started. You just need to get started to be great. And of course, to be great, a lot of things go into it, but you know who never becomes great? People who never get started, right? Many of us hesitate waiting until we have the perfect skills or the perfect timing to start projects, things like creating your first digital product or your next digital product, setting up an automated sales funnel, or learning how to do Facebook ads. We focus on getting things right, getting our mindset right, perfecting everything rather than doing, which can honestly, in my opinion and my experience, end up wasting a lot of time and money. So a little bit of BTS behind the scenes action here. I have been working so hard on a really large project that's basically the culmination of the last 4 years of work. And this project has intimidated me for a long time for a lot of reasons, and I am going to talk to you more in depth about this in another episode, but essentially it involves a couple of new things, but also a major elevation in skills, but more than that, mindset. And it's a little risky, but I can tell you that putting in the daily work over months and months, especially the last few weeks as I'm getting ready to launch this, has been so momentum and confidence building for me, because I'm doing the hard freaking thing that I want to do so badly, and I I know I have the foundation for, and I know I'm going to be able to serve women on a way bigger scale than I have previously. And although I'm nervous and a little bit scared about that visibility, I also know I'm ready for it. I also know that I have so much to offer to women in online business. And so anyway, I just keep thinking about how if we achieve the success that we so want overnight, but we don't have that foundation, it's not going to be sustainable. And if you want to be an expert, you can be, but it is absolutely going to take intentional, sustained efforts over time. And if anyone else tells you or tries to sell you on anything differently, they're literally blowing smoke up. You know, think about Anya. It wasn't her immediate success that built that confidence that she says that she now has, but it was her commitment to growth and improvement, her commitment to that daily run, that training plan over years and years, knowing that she wasn't going to go from her first marathon being kind of sub-average to 16th place overall in 4 years without a plan, without executing that plan, without getting started. She never would have gotten to be 16th place if she hadn't started that first marathon. And really, before that, started that training plan to run that first marathon. So maybe you take that parallel back to, do you need to take a course? Do you need to hire a coach? Do you need to learn a skill set? And that's what you need to start. Or do you already know everything you need to know? And it's about implementing that. It's about starting that. It's about overcoming that fear of being seen, starting small, that fear of things not working. This is such a powerful lesson for all of us, especially when we're facing tasks like that, that seem daunting, that seem like, risky, like figuring out all the complexities of sales funnels or digital marketing or launching a brand new service or product. The things that you want in your business, in your life, are never going to happen if you never get started. Okay, so here's your actionable takeaway for this week. I want you to identify something that you've been delaying. I know there's gotta be something. And if it's not business, it's something else. Maybe it's creating that digital course that you've been thinking about. Maybe it's setting up an email marketing campaign. Maybe it's learning how to effectively email market. I don't know what it is. Maybe you've been too overwhelmed to tackle learning Google Analytics and actually utilizing Google Analytics, or implementing SEO strategies for your website, or learning how to create reels. I don't know what it is, but identify something that you know you need to do in order to advance your goals in your online business. Identify that and then choose one. If you have a bunch, because if you're like me at different stages of time, you might have more than one task that you're delaying. Choose one of those tasks today. I don't care if it's big, I don't care if it's small, but just start. I don't care, and it does not matter if your first steps aren't perfect. Your next steps don't have to be your forever. You're not married to your next steps. And even if you were married, you can divorce that step. What matters is that you move from inaction to action. I know that I often find that when I get started, the task isn't as intimidating as I originally thought it was, and I can get that snowball rolling. And I want you to commit not just to starting one of those tasks today, but to continuing to work on it. So go into your calendar, plug in time where you're going to work on acquiring the skill that you need to get started, or getting started on something that you already have the skill set for, etc., etc. But I want you to keep those promises to yourself of working on something that's going to advance you further toward your goals. Your confidence will thank you later. And I would love to know what it is that you're starting. So if you listen to this episode and you're like, dang, that was the kick in the behind I needed, I'm starting on Project X, please go to the review section. And I don't care if you don't even give me a 5-star review. I mean, don't give me a 1-star review, but I want you to leave me a comment. The only way that you can interact with me here is to go to reviews and tell me, what are you starting and how did this inspire you to start? That would just make my heart so happy as an online business coach and just as a human being who cares about women achieving their dreams so much. And speaking of that, if you would benefit from accountability, support, my coaching, and all the online business resources you could literally ever need, you should consider joining my coaching membership, which is the Maverick Society. Check it out. I'm not going to go into all the details here, but it's at elevatedwithashley.com/maverick or linked in the show notes. Anya didn't become an elite marathoner overnight. I didn't become a 6-figure earner in the online business space overnight. And we don't become experts in any field without starting somewhere. So let Anya's story inspire you to take that first step, knowing that every expert, everyone who has ever achieved anything great, was once a beginner. They didn't let the start stop them, and you shouldn't either. together. Thanks so much for joining today. And until next time, keep pushing your limits and celebrating the journey of entrepreneurship all along the way. And as always, cheers to your impact. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a ton of value. And if you did, I would really appreciate if you would rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. It really helps push out the message that I have to share with other female entrepreneurs. Thank you so much.